Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily lives, in our metaphysics, in our relationships, in the politics around us. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you from Ronan, Montana tonight, and I am joined by Anne and Mark. Anne, how are you?
I'm good. I'm here on a rainy day in New York. The rain is, the cars are going in the rain. The rain is going outside. It's got the window open. It smells like spring. I'm at the bright red desk with Remo, and Mark is over on the west side. What's it doing over there, Mark? Is it raining?
It's raining. It's not snow. No trace of snow.
That's good. That's good.
It's the real thing.
The real thing.
Spring rain.
Spring rain. April showers bring May flowers. And what do May flowers bring? Pilgrims.
Oh, no.
That's a very old, very bad joke. Yeah. Yeah.
Very old, very bad joke. Yeah.
Very
I like
old,
it.
Very bad joke. Yeah, it's thank you.
And pollen. Yeah. We're not up to the flower business yet. I did see a daffodil. But we are, you know, it's going to be 20 degrees tonight. So we're a little behind everybody else on that here in Montana.
Wow. Cold country.
And
yeah, I think we're done with the freezing. And we do have the daffodils out. And we also have cherry blossoms out. And we also have hyacinthia.
Yeah.
Hyacinths out. I never say that word right. The little burst of yellow. So, and I came home from my trip to Florida, and my cat sitter had gotten me a lovely little bouquet of daffodils, which Remo didn't eat. So that was good.
Miracles,
Yeah. He did have fun with the roses, though.
Here it's
somebody had sent me roses, and he was eating those.
Yeah. My dogs are still dragging bones out from the woods of animals that didn't make it through the winter. That's kind of our idea of Montana excitement here. But it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have Venus, the Sun, Ceres, Mercury, and Chiron all in Aries. Though the moon has gone into Taurus, it is that Taurus moon is coming to conjunct Uranus. And we described it last week as a lot of fuel lying around, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and we also talked about tectonic plate shifts. So we've got, you know, the unexpected volcano going in the Caribbean.
Right.
And several mass shootings this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so painful to see another one in somewhere in Tennessee this afternoon. And my heart is with friends of mine who live in the Twin Cities, where in the middle of the Chauvin trial, the George Floyd trial of the killer of George Floyd, we had another shooting on the new moon in Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Aries can be sometimes ready, fire, aim, as the old military saying goes. Don't watch that. And the person apparently, the policewoman, thought she was reaching for her taser and reached for her gun and killed the guy.
Oh,
so they
wow.
had stopped for
I didn't
traffic.
Realize that. I mean, I heard he'd been killed, but I knew it. And then I heard it was a traffic stop, but I hadn't heard she thought it was the taser. Wow.
Right. She thought it was a taser. She yelled, taser, and pulled out the wrong implement. Now, they carry them on either side of their hips. So, again, that talks about the level of retraining that if the police are going to survive this, I mean, and you know, in many countries, they get so much more training than they do here in America. So their automatic reactions are more tempered and more trained. And they're not here. So I feel for the police that aren't well trained on how to respond in under stress, because that's when you go into automatic, and it can be really disastrous, as it was here. And it's the first night of Ramadan, and they have where you're not allowed to eat until after sunset, and there is a curfew starting at 7 o'clock. How do you think that's going to go down?
Wow.
That, you know, right now, Mars is moving into a trine with Jupiter, so there's lots of Mars in the air, even though it's in Gemini. And what I see that is that where there is a chance to talk, people think they're going to be heard and that words will work, everybody's cool. They're, you know, they're upset, but they're listening and they're talking. Mm-hmm. It's where it feels like the words aren't getting anywhere that
right.
Mars turns into action. Mm-hmm. So watch it for everybody. I think, you know, how do we use this energy to make good changes, you know, to use it like a combustion engine that drives a car, not one that blows up.
Right, right.
And how are you seeing that, you know, that kind of feisty energy acting out?
I mean, it's amazing how intense the heavens are. And also mm-hmm. so many choices. I've got a lot of clients making choices around relationships, around direction, around jobs, around work. And people are really feeling pushed to make a choice, pushed to shift it, change it, do something different with it. So there's a feistiness in the heavens that's just very fast and quick. And, it, you know, and pushy. It's like a pushy. Well, you have to decide. You have to decide. And I'm always, you know, I'm kind of like, you don't have to decide. Just get the information. Mars is in Gemini for another couple of weeks, so it's there's a couple of choices. Pick. And people are sometimes mm-hmm. making, to your point, ready, fire, aim. Fire aim ready or whatever, you know, but not right. They're not thinking and they're going quick.
Ready, fire, aim, right.
Yeah,
right.
So they're,
exactly.
you know, that energy of I have to do something really rapidly instead of, you know, gee, I'd maybe like to have a little more time to think about it, you know. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. It's hard. It's a little
mm-hmm.
hard, but it's also, it does get stuff going. That's the beauty of it. It gets
yes.
stuff going and off the ground and out into the world and, you know, doing things. So mm-hmm. that's good.
Except
yeah,
Venus
it's good to remember.
Go ahead, Mark, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. It's good to remember that spring is meant to be the startup of things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we need that
mm-hmm.
every year, coming out of winter, and just something has to be a little pushy and aggressive. You know, if you're a bud on a tree, you need something to help you burst open.
Yeah,
right.
And that's Aries.
Yeah,
right.
It's definitely burst open energy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And rebel yeah. against the winter and the dark and the cold and the dysfunction of the world that's been. Every year a chance to start over again and make it better. That
mm-hmm.
adolescent energy. You know, when we're adolescents, we think we can change the world. And we have to have that energy to make any difference. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's that lineup. At the moment, Venus just finished its square to Pluto. It's still in orb and is pulling away, and that, I think, was part of the agony that we're seeing around the Derek Chauvin trial. But Venus, the Sun and Mercury are going to conjunct square Pluto this coming weekend. So
yeah.
these conversations are not over. And,
right. Well, the Sun squares,
you know,
Pluto earlier in the week, and then
mm-hmm.
Mercury, he goes boom, boom, boom. So the Sun is doing these
right.
aspects this week with the sextile to the, you know, and then mm-hmm. he goes into the square, and then Mercury, Saturday is like a rockin' day.
Boom,
you know, there's
boom.
All this energy
right.
with
yeah.
the Moon in Gemini in the morning, and then it goes into Cancer in the afternoon, and the Cancer Moon has a hard aspect of the opposition. So it's, I mean, I looked at Saturday, I'm like, oh, my God, there's all this stuff going boom, 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 boom. And it's very, very volatile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mercury's in Aries.
Yep.
He's a very volatile Mercury. Voluble and volatile, you know, very talkative. And, of course, both, you know, Mars is in Gemini, out of bounds. Moon isn't going to be out of bounds when he's on the weekend. And Mercury is answering to the Mars. And Mars, of course, rules the Sun and Mercury. So I'm going to be glad when Venus shifts, but I'm really going to be glad next week when the Sun and Moon, Sun and Mercury shift into Taurus, because they just kind of immeasure. You can almost feel them easing into it and calming down, you know, because there's a franticness when Mercury's in Aries. So, and Mercury
mm-hmm.
and Mars and the Sun and Mars are in mutual reception, so it's very, very active energy.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yeah. I think the best way to handle that energy is pick one of the choices in front of you and stay with
mm-hmm.
it. Don't just jump from one to the next. Yeah.
Oh, good mm-hmm. point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, don't pour oil on fires. You know, people are so volatile right now. We don't need to add to that. What I'm also noticing is the mood swings, that with that Aries lineup, it can be so volatile, and that family members of mine who have some psychiatric issues are really in mood swings right now. And they're aware of it, and they're working with it, but it's I am noticing that with, you know, the moods of cities, the people that are pulling out their guns at the moment, and just even my moods. When I get sad, I go like, oh, got to watch that. You're going to head into a pity party. Let's turn that corner. That you have to watch your moods and notice that there's this torque that isn't necessarily about what's actually going on in our life. It's just that emotional volatility.
Right.
I think it'll be very different when those planets shift into Taurus.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
I
they
do.
Too.
Yeah,
right.
They
right
calm
after,
down. They're a little
right after that Aries lineup, they head into Taurus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they settle. They kind of go, ah, all right.
Yeah,
we can settle down now. Which I always find Taurus. You know, you just kind of want to, you want to ease in. You want a good back, a good neck rub. You want to just kind of relax.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Aries has
I'm
that kind of frantic, frantic, crazy part of stuff where it's kind of roaming around a little quickly. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah, you know, and I think
so
that, you know, we know that there's a lot of launching. The other thing is this new moon in Aries was a 22 Aries, so it's squaring the COVID clump that was a 22. It's squaring the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction three times at 22, and it's squaring the Mars retrograde activity that was all last fall at 22. So there is this sense of I've got to take action and get stuff up. And I've been, you know, I've been thinking about it, and I'm ready to go. And when we have an opening square to the Capricorn planets, it is an action, take action and do something. It's an opening squares are action oriented, do, be, go. You know, they're, you know, I have to do something. So it's an interesting flush of energy against the backdrop of the previous time when we've been, you know, we were locked down and we had the COVID and everybody was feeling, and I do see there's a lot of restlessness. People are like, I gotta go. And then, of course, the virus is still spreading, so we also have it hitting the younger people now more than the older people. So that's also kind of happening. So, and also, Johnson & Johnson had their, you know, they made a mistake in manufacturing, so it's like, okay, you know, what were you doing? You're going a little fast? And the answer is probably, you know, so...
Yeah, well, you know, that urgency with that. And on a good day, I'm hearing of, you know, rather amazing miracles of efficiency in getting the shots out. The vaccinations are happening quickly and efficiently. And at this point, they've really got their systems going for many parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, the good side of it. The difficult side is with all this Aries, people are still having pretty intense reactions to them, not as bad as they are with COVID. The COVID death toll is down to 500 a day or below in America at the moment, which is, you know, a tenth of what it was on a bad day in a few months ago. So we do see that sense of improvement coming in. With that impatience with, you know, if you could just hold out a little longer and everybody keep their masks on just a little bit longer, here in Montana that's a real issue, then we can break this. The trouble with Aries tends to lead us to be impatient with this, and I've heard from many people after they have their second shot, they head off to the bar without checking, you know, waiting the 2 weeks to let their immune system build in. And it's just like, just hold on and let's do this right this time.
Yeah.
And to think that through.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, do you have anything more to say, think about what's going on with these aspects and how to handle this Aries energy?
Yeah, when it gets to be too much indoors, go outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole world out there.
Right.
That looks pretty and smells nice. And you can just
leave
whatever is going on between people out of sight.
Right.
Right.
Go take a walk.
That's well,
true.
And you do want to. You know, you're really feeling like I want to get my little butt out the door and do something different, you know. So
yeah.
Than I have been doing.
Oh.
So.
We have a line of people waiting to on the air. If anybody wants to raise their hand by pressing 1, then we can call on you. And before we get to that, I just wanted to check in with people to make sure that they're thinking through. I've got, okay, here we go. I'm going to try this one. Hello, 917-783, you're on the air. How can we help you?
So, hi. Exciting. I am feeling the action of starting a project that I've been thinking about for a long time. But I'm just wondering if there are any obstacles in my chart I should be aware of. I've had
okay, your birth info?
Sorry?
Oh, when were you born?
May 18th, 1976,
mm-hmm.
at 1:06 p.m.
And where?
Yonkers, New York, 10704.
Yonkers, yep. New York. I lived there for a few years when I first got to New York.
Small world.
Yeah. Warburton. So you Taurus moon in Aquarius with a Virgo rising and Pluto coming up to form a trine to your sun this year. You said this is a project you've wanted to do for a long time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say it looks good. Can you give us a little bit about the nature of the project?
Sure. I'm an acupuncturist, and it's teaching
okay.
online, but doing sort of exercise routines online
mm-hmm.
through the lens of Chinese medicine. So a self-healing.
Well, you have Mercury conjunct your midheaven in Gemini. And that's someone who should be using your words for a living. So that looks really good to me. Your progress moon's in your first house. You've been thinking about this for a while. Pluto is trining your sun, saying now is the time to go for it. You've got a very busy ninth house, higher education, broadcasting, educating people. Like when you teach, it's good advertisement for you. That's what I'm seeing. And what do you see?
Yeah, I would agree. And the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction was on your moon in
mm-hmm.
December at zero Aquarius. So that's kind of saying I'm ready for a new expansion in my career, in my group, my vocation, and also my group leadership. Plus, the progressed sun is in Cancer at the top, about to go into the Scorpio decan. So it's your work's wanting to deepen. So I think that looks good.
Yep.
And then the new moon, the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction on your moon, you know, it starts a new 20-year work cycle. So I think it's a great idea. And
mm-hmm.
it's got a lot of creative energy with it, too. And next year, once Jupiter gets into the seventh, you'll really find it takes off. So I think it looks really positive. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, you're going to do your usual thing of being held back and making sure that you follow all the rules, and that's a good thing. So do that, and it'll all work its way. It won't be a big surprise, but, you know, take it step by step.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and your Mercury's gone direct by progression, so it's at 26 Capricorn. Gemini. So that's the part where there is going to be, because it's getting the inconjunct from Pluto, and Mercury rules your direction in life as well as your rising sign. So this is a year where you're going to find I do it once and then I have to do it again. So I would do a first pass, a pilot, a start, and then a second. And if you do it that way, it'll help a lot with that 1-2, because really the only impediment I see is that Mercury feeling like I have to do it again, and like the answer is yes, because the first pass
okay.
will work, but then the second pass is the one that actually takes.
Be better.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I was planning, so that's good to hear. My only other question is, I've had like a lot of big challenges in the last 15 years or so, which all come with lessons, and I see the blessings, but I'm just wondering, did that show up, and do you see that clearing?
Mm-hmm.
Say again, you've had a lot of challenges, health challenges, or you've had?
Random things. I was attacked by a stranger. I went through PTSD. My father died as soon as I came out of PTSD. Money, obstacles, just a bunch of things.
You know, you've got Pluto in your ninth house, in their second house, natally, and you know, it's you've come out of a lot. And I would say you've been through some major transits that have been difficult. You're not done out of the, you know, you're still healing all of those issues because it feels like the stranger danger and your father and, you know, something about reclaiming your personal authority from the attacker, from your father, from people that you've worked with, from financial situations is an ongoing process for you that will continue, but it doesn't have to happen by assault or disaster, but more like you are really becoming, developing the Saturn within, the father within yourself, and developing that strength. So it's also built incredible compassion in you for other people because of what you've been through.
That's true.
I think you're on the other side of the events, and now it's composting those events and healing from them and helping them deepen your work.
Yeah, I think they're going to actually serve as a bit of a fuel to your creativity, frankly, because the Pluto is forming a transiting finger of God with your progressed Mars in Leo in the 12th and your Sun in your Sun's in Taurus. So there's a lot of energy there around, you know, how do I proceed? And so with that in mind, there's a lot of energy about, okay, what are my new choices? So it'll be interesting to see how you use it. And also Uranus coming to your Jupiter three times this year. You know, you have Jupiter in Taurus, so it's a lot about physically releasing things because Jupiter rules your foundation and your relationships to others. So there's a lot of energy in this with Uranus to Taurus ending an 84-year cycle and kind of beginning a new one, but that it can be a little anxiety-producing because your nodes are in Scorpio. So I would keep doing the PTSD work or the EMDR if you've been doing that. And also I would do a lot of work with energy balancing your chart because when you've been disrupted, the amygdala gets a little stressed. So releasing the stress of that can be actually very helpful. And so okay. I think you're clearing a lot, but it also is your nervous system looks like it's still a little fraught.
Yeah.
And that calms down in about 4 months, but I would just be like, yeah, let me just keep pushing on this, you know, really almost through January next year. But it's setting up a lot of new stuff, so that's good. But it can feel a little stressful, anxiety in your body. You know, so because you have Saturn and Aquarius going through the body and Jupiter on Uranus on your Jupiter, which rules kind of your foundation. So you're still feeling a little seismically disrupted from that, I think. So.
Yeah, you all hit the nail on the head. So I really appreciate that. And I was actually just looking up EMDR practitioners last night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good work. Because that, you know, it's a lot about your neurological wiring in response to what's happening. And that's what's in the position to change right now.
Yeah, and Taurus needs to feel like a sense of safety, and that's so important to them. Mark, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, you're switching from things happening to you beginning to happen to other things.
Mm-hmm.
So think of it that way.
Well said.
And it's not an easy transition. But that's where you're going.
Yeah, well, I feel that. And Heather, I just wanted to say to you, you said I'm supposed to use my voice in my career. And when I was attacked, I was put in a stranglehold and I screamed and no voice came out. So that's always been a theme for starting to use my voice.
Yep.
It was scary and terrible, but it was also beautiful. I had a lot of guys get me out of there. I hit him on the high heel. You know, hit him in the head with a high heel, he got caught.
Excellent.
So, but I'm
very healing to do.
Yeah.
So to speak.
So,
yeah.
This is wonderful to hear. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good luck. Our hearts
Thank
with you.
You.
Take care. Bye bye. Okay, we've got time for one
whole
more.
New chapter. You're ready. Yep.
And hello, area code 206-999. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, I just want to know if you think I should make an offer on a house tomorrow.
Okay, give me your birth information.
I'm just going to say yes because it's a good moon. Okay, what's your birth information?
Right, I would say yes is general yes, but go ahead. What's your birth information?
April 28th, 1972, Columbus, Ohio, 2:08 p.m., and I have done readings with both of you, Ann and Heather. This is Susanna in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
2:08 a.m. or
Columbus,
p.m.?
2:08 p.m., Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
you're living in Seattle now.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. Yeah.
And a Taurus moon in Scorpio with a Virgo rising. And Neptune natally on your fourth house. Are you selling a house to buy a house, or is this your first house?
Selling my first house to buy my second, and it's bigger, and it's in the country as opposed to the city.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And what a year to do that, huh? And, you know, Saturn is in squaring your moon and sun, going back and forth, and Uranus is on your sun. So this is a year when you really want to change where you live and how you see yourself. There'll be a real shift in your personal identity to move. And it looks like a great day to put a job on. I think it may be, I want you to kind of just be clear with yourself how much work that house might take if you take it. Anne, what do you say?
Yeah, your progress moon's in Virgo. I call that the peanut butter moon, where you're going to eat peanut butter for a little while or work on, you know, figuring out, like, building the house, getting it together for another time. And the moon is trying the moon right now when you're asking the question. And Uranus is on your sun. There's something really exciting or kind of electric about this house for you that inspires you. And it does look like with your progressed sun and Mars on your sun in Gemini, there's a little trepidation, but Mars is also on your Venus Mars. This is like the house you really want. So I'm like full steam ahead, north nodes in your midheaven pulling you in a new direction. And, you know, it'll take a little while to get it settled in the way you want it because you've got, the Uranus Saturn squaring your moon in Scorpio. And I would check the water supply when you go there because Neptune's on the south node. Check for water stuff. But, yeah, I think it looks very positive for full steam ahead. And tomorrow's moon is Taurus, and it's got a lovely closing aspect of a trine to Pluto, and you're having a grand trine in Earth right now, with your, grand trine Earth, and then your midheaven is 2 Gemini, so your chart's really in the mood to go for a home. And also Pluto's on your north node. So I think it's a really, it looks like it's a really delicious place for you. And you do well in real estate with your chart. So I think it's a good, I would say yes. So that would be my vote. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, I'll underscore that watching out for the water. There could be things you need to know about the water. Maybe not even on your property, but in the area.
Okay, it's interesting that you say that because there's a creek that runs through the 3 acres and there's a swimming pool beside the house and the house is on a well.
Okay.
Yep, all of those. All of those.
We're all in
just
agreement
have
on
them
this,
well inspected. Yeah, just have them well inspected so that you're just clear what work you have to do and what work you don't. It looks like you will really enjoy the work, that it will be very satisfying for you with that Scorpio moon to kind of dig down and reorganize and make it yours. So enjoy the work. Just be clear how much it's going to cost you and what you have to do in the process. But it looks fabulous. You have Neptune at the bottom of your chart. That's someone who should, in any case, deal with, enjoy having living on or near the water, let alone 3 kinds of water.
Yeah. A creek, a swimming pool, and then the water in the well. Totally. All the water around you, right? So.
Okay. Do you think I should have that inspected? Oh, thank you. Do you think I should have it inspected before I make the offer, or is it just okay to go for
it? No, I would just make
it a condition. I would make the offer contingent on the inspection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you make the offer, and the offer goes, because I have a feeling that there's other people looking at this property. I would say go for it and say, you know, this is my offer based on, you know, the inspection.
And does it look
okay,
like
we gotta
I win?
Go? Yes.
Does it look like what?
We gotta
right.
go.
Yeah,
it looks
like you
I
get
win.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. It does.
Take care, everybody. We're saying goodbye from Montana and Ann.
Yeah. Goodbye from the Bright Red Desk in New York.
And goodbye
and
from New York over by the Hudson River.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy and know that you can contact all of us for individual readings should you ever be interested. Take
right.
care.
Okay. And have fun. Have
Thanks
a great week.
In.
Bye,
yes.
everybody.
Thank
Bye
you.
Now.
Take care. Thank you.